from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Erin Vogt. Topping our report this hour, some Monmouth County parents kept their kids home from school today in protest of a controversial visit by U.S. Education Secretary Linda McMahon. Parents like Allison are angry because they feel there was bias in the event, the History Rocks tour program, which was formed by conservative groups.
Does History Rock? Yes. But the groups that are aligned with this are extreme right-wing groups.
McMahon spoke to children at Cedar Drive Middle School in Colts Neck, and students played history-themed games to celebrate America's 250th birthday. A letter to parents a few days ago described the event as nonpartisan. The History Rocks tour also stopped at schools in Delaware and Pennsylvania this week. New Jersey news brought to you by ACI Medical and Dental School. Start your new career. ACI Medical and Dental School in Eatontown has a short-term program starting December 11th that can launch your career as a medical or dental assistant in under 4 months. Visit aci.edu today. A Patterson Elementary teacher has been accused of sexually assaulting a 9-year-old female student inside a classroom. Paul Yang of Leonia was charged with sexual assault and endangering the welfare of a child. The 32-year-old worked at Patterson Public School number 25. He had been on leave and as of Thursday was no longer with the district as the charges were announced. And Argentina and Lionel Messi will start their World Cup title defense against Algeria, while the U.S. was drawn Friday to open against Paraguay as soccer's championship returns to North America this coming summer. MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford is New York, New Jersey Stadium for the World Cup, and it will host 8 matches, including the World Cup final on July 19th. Now, the Guaranteed Service Business Report. Stocks end the week higher. Netflix has struck a deal to buy Warner Brothers Discovery, the Hollywood giant behind HBO Max and Harry Potter. If approved by regulators, the $72 billion deal that was announced today would put two of the world's biggest streaming services under the same ownership. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 104 points at 47,955. For just $99, Guaranteed Service will inspect your plumbing for leaks, gas line safety, water heater, and more. That's peace of mind. Call 1-800-GUARANTEED or visit GuaranteedService.com today. And J115.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Are we in for some showers? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey, 101.5 instant weather. Okay, there's nothing hazardous or dramatic to talk about in the forecast here, but I can't call the forecast pleasant necessarily. We're heading into the first weekend of December with a slight warm-up on the way and no big storms on the horizon. Tonight will be cloudy and calm. It is going to be cold, but temperatures only drop a couple degrees. Lows fall to around 30, and then tomorrow's highs around 40. Chilly, but not quite as cold as today. It'll be mostly cloudy with a chance of a flurry or sprinkle. Sunday into the lower 40s with clouds and sun and maybe a late-day shower. I hate to say it, but Monday looks even colder than today with a prominent brisk wind. Partly sunny skies. Highs only make it to around 30. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Clark, 30. Middletown, 32. Atlantic City, 39. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather is brought to you by Alliance Orthopedics, offering minimally invasive bunion surgery for faster recovery and smaller incisions that deliver bigger results. Alliance Orthopedics, better every day. Visit AllianceOrtho.com or call 877-5-FASTER today.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.